Chicago's Afternoon News, 720 WGN. It's 320. I'm Lisa Densty. Bertrand is here. Kevin Powell, Mary Vandeveld. And we spoke with Senator Tammy Duckworth earlier today. One of the things we talked about was the reversal of Roe. This is what she had to say.
Over 70% of Americans believe in the right to reproductive choice. And I think many of us are right there somewhere in the middle. It's very, very disheartening to see that the Supreme Court is looking to take away what was established law, which some of these justices themselves said was established law when they were being interviewed during their confirmation process. And apparently they lied to us.
Richard Leahy, that is the Vice President of Public Policy at Planned Parenthood. How are you today?
I'm fine. Thank you for having me on.
We thought that we would have both sides on Chicago's Afternoon News. So in about 30 minutes, we'll also speak to the Executive Director of Illinois Right to Life. So let's talk about those numbers that Senator Duckworth brought up, because I identify myself as in the middle. I think that, you know, the far left wants no restrictions on abortion. The far right wants no abortion. And I think a lot of people are here in the middle. So are those numbers accurate that about 70% of Americans do support Roe v. Wade?
Yes, that is consistent. You know, we have looked at polling over time, and people generally do support Roe v. Wade. And the latest polling shows that 70% of people do not want Roe overturned. So this leaked opinion, this leaked decision by the court, would really go counter to what Americans want and what Illinoisans want. They realize that people should make personal medical decisions for themselves, and politicians and judges should never be making these decisions for you. We don't want politicians in our doctor's offices with us. And that's what Roe said. Roe said, these decisions belong to you. Your reproductive health is yours, and your bodily autonomy is yours.
As the Vice President of Public Policy for Planned Parenthood, you're on the inside of this conversation. You know, obviously your group has lobbyists, you have legislators that are on your side. Were you shocked when this was leaked? Were you, you know, of the opinion that there was going to be a reversal coming?
I was shocked that it was leaked, but I was not surprised to find that this decision, this draft decision, has the overturning of Roe in it. We have been anticipating this. We saw the future as soon as the court started to shift more to the right. And knowing what the makeup of the court was, we knew it was just a matter of time before they would attack Roe v. Wade. So, no, we are unfortunately not surprised by this. It is really a signal of how far the court has gone, and we have been preparing for this for quite some time.
Bridget, I understand your dismay over the draft opinion, but in a way, isn't Alito saying what you're saying, in that if a majority of Americans within a jurisdiction feel this way, then it should be their voice, and they should vote in or vote out legislators who disagree with them? I mean, even though it's unpalatable, I mean, Alito seems to be saying the will of the people should be heard here, not the will of the judiciary.
Well, that would be helpful if we weren't talking about people's rights and their lives. We know that our Constitution protects certain fundamental rights. And for the past 50 years, we have been living under a court ruling that was considered precedent and settled law that recognized the right to privacy and the right to make healthcare decisions around your reproductive health, including abortion. And what would happen if the court reverses Roe is, yes, it would go back to the states, and in 26 states, in fairly quick order, we would see those rights being taken away. It's unprecedented for the court to take a right that has been around for 50 years and strip it away from people, take it away from people. And what we are looking at in the future is half of Americans not having that right. And really, your right to make a decision about an abortion will depend on where you live. And that is just simply wrong.
Bridget Leahy is the Vice President of Public Policy at Planned Parenthood. When we spoke to Senator Duckworth earlier today, she said that she needed IVF in order to become pregnant, and that in some states, her doctors at Northwestern Memorial would be charged with manslaughter. Is it likely that legislation reversal would make IVF or assisted reproductive technology more difficult to obtain in some states?
It definitely could open the door. What we are concerned about is that in reversing Roe, you are taking away the right to privacy. And Roe v. Wade is not just, that decision didn't just lead to the legalization of abortion. That decision has become the foundation for so many other legal issues related to reproduction, fertility, your right to use or refuse birth control, as well as your right to enter into intimate relationships with people, which is, you know, the right to privacy is the basis for the Supreme Court ruling on gay marriage. So this is a Pandora's box that the court would open by reversing Roe. It's not just saying abortion. It would reverse and take away our right to privacy, which then leads to so many other things that affect, you know, millions of Americans.
It seems odd that Justice Alito wrote that, well, I get that, but this case only applies to issues of life. I mean, can a sitting justice make that sort of declaration and have it hold?
I guess the issue here is that we had a court that this was supposed to be precedent and this was supposed to be a right. And if they can reverse this, what says that they wouldn't reverse other things, especially if those other things are based on the right to privacy that is established by Roe v. Wade? I think that really doesn't provide me or other or legal scholars or activists or our organizations with any comfort that this would not open that Pandora's box, and that the next thing to be threatened would be things like infertility treatments, birth control, LGBTQ rights, and you just can go down the line. So no, I'm not reassured by that language.
Thank you so much for joining us on Chicago's Afternoon News. Ms. Leahy,
thank you very much.
You're welcome. Ms. Leahy is a Vice President of Public Policy at Planned Parenthood. We'll speak with Amy Gerke coming up. She's the executive director of the Illinois Right to Life Committee. That's on the way after Steve's newscast on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.